Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Asia returning a call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I canceled an order and there was two charges on my card today for them. I'd like that to be taken care of.
Okay, I can look into it for you. May I have your zip
Okay.
code?
32905. I have an order number also, if you like.
Okay, it may have your first and last name.
Maureen Lucenti, Lucente.
Oh, okay, thank you. So I have located the account. Could you verify the shipping address on file?
Believe so. 2958 Gemini Avenue Northeast, 32905. That's Palm Bay, Florida.
All right. Okay, so yeah, I do see it's for the ear. Let's see. The eraser nicks.
That's what? What was
For
it?
the male enhancement.
Yeah, right. It was 1 87 43 and 80. What was the 80? Hold on one second.
Yeah, it's showing
Crystal.
that it's for Aristerne. One is for testosterone, and one is for male enhancement booster, well, strength booster.
Right, and it was there was a trial, and I called back and told them that to cancel the order. Apparently, they didn't.
Okay, so I don't see anything about it being canceled. What day did you cancel?
Maybe two days after it.
Okay, yeah, I don't see any. Yeah, it's not showing anything about a cancellation. Did you receive a number?
I don't know. I got papers all over my desk here. I'm very disorder in disorder. But
Okay.
anyway, I did call and cancel, and I forget that the person's name was Kathy, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure who that is, but so if you're able to find, because without the cancellation number or any proof that the account was canceled, we won't be able to do anything about this charge.
What charge is that?
Both, it's for both. I see both, 8743 and 8965.
Well, I think the bank declined it anyway, so.
Okay, no, it's showing that it went through today. Now I can see if, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold to see if maybe there's something we can do about a refund for you?
Excuse me? Can you,
Do you?
yeah, take care of that? I don't want to have to go through the fraud. The fraud people is going to handle it, so.
Yeah,
But.
I was saying, did you want me to place you on a brief hold to see if anyone can do a refund for you?
Yes.
Okay, one second. Thank you for holding.
Yes.
So they did approve that we can do a refund, but it won't. So they approve we can do a refund of $30.60 for one and $31.37 for the other, since it's outside of your trial period.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm screwed because you got my money either way. So whatever I get back is going to be unless I have a big to deal with the fraud department, but we'll see how that goes. So what do we do?
So you want me to go ahead and process it?
I want you to, no, what I want you to do is I canceled this here a couple of days after I ordered it. And I didn't authorize this. I authorized the dollar and the yetta, whatever it was, $6 and $7. I didn't authorize 87 and 89.
Okay, yeah, without that confirmation that it was canceled, these charges are valid and it wouldn't be fraud.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll have to.
But if you're able to find the cancellation number or even the email, we can get the refunds out for you. We just need the confirmation.
Let me talk to the bank and I'll tell them what you want to do. But I'll let them go. I do believe that they blocked that there. It was only pending the charge. It wasn't put through to the bank. It may show you that it did, but I believe that they stopped it. I'm going to find out though from them.
Okay.
All right. And then I'll call back the same number, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Meanwhile, I informed you about the cancellation.
Oh, yeah, I do have a cancellation number for you to write down for today's cancellation.
All right, what is that?
All right, the number is 669.
Yeah.
516.
669-516.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and out of that, I can get a refund of 30 on the one and 30 on the other, you say?
Right, and I can put in a discount where it'll bring, let's see here. Because it'll bring your refund amount up. So, yeah, so for one, we can do $44.83 for one and $43.72 for the other. So if you're able to... Yeah, if you're not able to find that cancellation number, that's what we can get refunded. But if you are able to find the cancellation, we can do the full refund for you.
Okay, and how do I get, if I don't find that, I can get that 44 on each one, you say?
Uh-huh, yes, that's correct.
How do I do that? Call you back and request that?
Just call back and say you want the refund, that $40 refund. Because I'll notate it here so that way whoever gets you, whoever answers the phone, they'll know what to refund.
Okay. So don't do it with you now. Just wait to see what the bank says. And then if it ain't favorable, to call you back and I can get it that way. Or do you want to take the information out? It don't matter or what?
You say you're going to call them you're going to call them first, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So if you need to call back, we'll be able to do it for you.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Asia.
Asia? Okay, Asia. Let's see what we can do. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for calling Customer Support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.